call the December 19th special meeting of the Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee to order. And we have three resolutions to discuss. And I'd like a motion to discuss resolution number 546, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Hudson River Drinking Water Intermunicipal Council, the Hudson 7, to include Ulster County as a member and to provide financial assistance for the hiring of a full-time protection coordinator. And that's from the Department of Environment.
Yes.
Legislator Hansen, please.
No, I was...
Oh, you were motioning.
Yeah.
And you were seconding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's a motion on the floor for discussion. Any discussion? And we do have a marked-up copy for our consideration. I think everybody has that in their packet. Two of the resolves have changed since we last considered this as a group. And maybe just to be clear on the record, resolved that the chair of the Ulster County Legislature is hereby authorized to execute an agreement with the Hudson 7 and Dutchess County to include Ulster County as a voting member and to provide $25,000 annual financial assistance for the purpose of hiring, and that's the same. In the form to be filed with the clerk of the legislature or as modified with the approval of the county attorney, and be it further resolved that the Ulster County representative to the Hudson 7 shall be appointed for each calendar year by the county executive, subject to confirmation by the legislature pursuant to the charter. And be it further resolved that Ulster County's inclusion in the Hudson 7 as a voting member and its financial contribution is contingent on the authorization and execution of said agreement by each current member of the Hudson 7 as well as Dutchess County. So
we're going with an executive appointment again, and when the executive was in charge, they came up with a non-voting member. You let the body do it, which is always better, and we fixed that. And then we could have went even further, like I've gone through with all the appointments, getting it to a proper process, but we didn't do that. We don't do things like that. We continue to take power away from ourselves, centralize it with the executive, and come up with political appointees. And I know we've talked to Jen, and Jen would never pick somebody that was a political appointee. But by definition, executive picks are political appointees, not of a body. But I just don't have it in me anymore to keep fighting with the people to try to get something a little better. So why don't we just call the vote and go ahead and do it the way it's always going to be done?
Sure. So I appreciate Legislator Maloney's frustration, and I tried to reach out to everyone. I'm sorry, I was able to get in touch. Legislator Erner and I played phone tag a bunch today. This actually is an improvement. I mean, it's a significant, first of all, it's an improvement that we have a vote, but it's also an improvement that we're actually codifying we still have the consultation with the exec, and I'm assured that the incoming exec will engage in a consultation process in terms of the executive appointment, but we have ultimate approval over that appointment. If we don't like that person or we don't agree, if it's as Legislator Maloney suggested, then we can vote that person down. I think it was important to do it in the resolution rather than the MOU because of the nature of the organization and the complication of getting all these different players to the table, and the importance of the organization to the two most affected member communities, Esopus and Lloyd, who one representative is sitting at the table. I also did speak to Legislator Petit and haven't yet been able to speak to Legislator Litz, but I expect that Legislators Hansett, Litz, and Petit will also be heard in that process of selecting the voting member. So I do think, actually, that we've made significant progress and that this is an improvement. I appreciate the frustration, but again, I thank the committee for its willingness to hold this when I first asked so that we could get the vote, and now the willingness to consider these changes to ensure that the legislature actually does have actual approval.
Real quick, I will just say that our approval rating for executive appointments is well below 1%. It might even be below 0.1%. So the fact that we have an approval literally almost means nothing. You know what I mean? That when you look at, if you just listed, it'd be pretty thick over since the charter, and you listed executive appointments and us actually disapproving that when we had the power to do it, you would see red, and then there'd be like one or two, I think the public defender we actually did. So it really doesn't mean much. That approval almost means nothing because that's not the way it works here. We approve what we're given because that's a person's name, and unless we got some real good reason, we're not going to be offensive. We can't even, we can't even turn down Steve Turk, no less an appointment of Jen Metzger. So when we sit here and, you know, kind of wax poetic about how much we did here, it's not going to change anything. We didn't empower the legislature. It's business as usual. Executive appointment number 1,122.
Yes.
Sorry, I know not to get into it, but I do think I respectfully disagree because I do think we actually.
Let's run that report.
We did. No. I'm not disagreeing on that front. We did make a change, and we are going to be engaged. At the outset, I have that assurance from the incoming executive, and then we are going to have approval, and that's up to us. To Legislator Maloney's point, if we're not happy with it, I mean, Legislator Maloney is criticizing us for not being critical enough. So if that is to be true, then we need to be different. If we're not happy with the person, then I would expect this committee and the representatives from those communities, again, Legislators Litz, Hansett, and Petit, to be vocal.
Mm-hmm.
I hazard a guess that we're gonna listen to those legislators and this committee where this approval is gonna come through. And I don't expect to get an approval. I don't expect to get a resolution for an appointment without there already having been a conversation. So it's up to us to make a difference, but this actually does, this is a far cry from what was first before us.
I don't think you're thinking about it the right way. If the executive appointed all members of the RRA or the IDA, we would have approved them and we wouldn't have had any issue with them, but they would have been different people. And I think the body that we came up with was probably better and more thorough and less political. We're going to get people that look fine that we're going to approve. We're never going to have a reason not to, because we're not going to have some, unless there's some smoking gun. Somebody finds some racist thing they put on their Facebook, then we'd say no. We're never going to say no other than that, and our body would produce a less political, better appointment, I think, for most of these selections. So that's my point. So we are never going to say no. We're not going to have a reason to. That's what you lose with this process.
I want to call the question,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Well, can I just say one last comment?
One last thing.
And then I won't respond again, so it's not about it. And that is, I would just urge, and this is less to Legislator Maloney than to anyone who's listening, that I would just urge that anyone who has recommendations for this appointment to be ready to bring them forward pretty much right away to the incoming executive so that they can be considered.
Go ahead. I wanted to also include Legislator Sperry, who's part of the town of Esopus. For her district, I know. Even if that part of Esopus doesn't get the water from the river, but and I know I had also been against moving this forward before. I'm okay with it now. I definitely would like to have a discussion, though, about appointments in general. I think it doesn't need to be a combative process. It could be a collaborative one, and I'm hearing a willingness to do that from the work that Chair Bartels has put in on this, and so I look forward to that. I'm gonna be supporting it now. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? All right, I would like to ask for a vote on resolution number 546 as previously described. All in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. Legislator Maloney. And I want to ask, do we need to go into executive session for the next two resolutions?
I don't think so.
No, because now we're going to be bringing
it
to the floor.
Now we are
going to
be actually taking action, so I think.
Okay. All right. Then, let's see. Do we have these? I have 6:15.
I think that's for a different committee.
Two copies of 6:15.
You want to do it now? 6:18.
There you go.
Oh, this is something. Oh, excuse me.
You
thank you. Resolution number 6:18, confirming the appointment to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. And
is the first one Donna or
yeah.
Whereas a vacancy will exist due to the expired term of Catherine Beinkaffner, the chair has appointed the following person, and it still says TBD in the copy that I'm looking at.
Let's look over here.
I'll make a motion that we change the word
we,
TBD.
Yes. Let's make sure
well,
that we're not working
let's see,
on
this is the official.
Yeah, that's correct. I think.
Correct. You have to make the amendment on the floor to add the
oh, okay.
But you're going to do it.
Okay, so
we're amending on the floor as well, John?
John, if they're in committee, can't they amend it now?
Day of.
Oh, okay.
But you should amend it now.
Yeah.
But if you amend it now.
You'll have to amend it.
Okay, so
we'll just do it, but we'll still have to do
4:16:18, I'll entertain a motion to change TBD to
Donna Egan.
Do we move to discuss?
That was the first one you said, Tracy. She's replacing Fine Cooper or whatever.
All right, motion and second by Legislator Erner.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Motion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, all in favor of the amendment to
I
change?
I think that was a motion to discuss.
What's
that? Was a motion to discuss.
Well,
that's all right.
And to make the amendment? Okay.
On the amendment itself, to change TBD to Donna Egan.
Yeah, I'll move that we make that amendment.
Okay. Anyone opposed? All right. So now on, that was the amendment, and now on the resolution. Do you want to put that in there?
Yeah.
As amended, resolution number 6:18. To appoint Donna Egan to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. All in favor? Anyone opposed? All right, motion carries. And let's start to circulate that. Did that also? No, okay. This is. And then 6:19 is the second appointment to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency, and this has the name Andrew Jorsey. Motion to discuss.
So moved.
Okay. Has
second?
The chair was saying something.
We have to do the same thing for this.
We have to do the same thing
committee.
For this. I see that it's here, but it still needs to be moved. It still needs to be amended to put his name in, and will be need to be amended on the floor.
Okay.
No action was taken at
but,
the last committee.
But we can go ahead right now and act.
Yeah.
We'll
amend
it the same
it.
Way we did Donna Egan, even though somebody wrote it in.
Yes.
There.
Okay. So, all in favor of the resolution as amended? Because it is amended.
No,
here.
No.
You have to move the.
Oh, all right. Yes. All
it
in
looks,
favor of the amendment? I'm sorry.
No, I'll make a motion to amend TBD, even though it was already done.
Yeah.
To Andrew.
And I'll second it.
Jersey.
Okay, Jersey.
Hi,
okay.
Eric.
And welcome, legislator Stewart.
My apologies for being late, everyone.
And we're just now, this is the second appointment to the UCRA. Our previous motion was for Donna Eakin.
Right.
And this is for Andrew Jersey. And just for everyone's awareness, we did very thorough interviews and tried to keep a very objective process, and which included the chair who makes the appointment. So, all in favor of resolution number 518, appointing Andrew Jersey as amended, appointing Andrew Jersey to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
Point information, we're on 619, right?
Oh, 619. Yes, thank you.
Did you want to?
Anybody opposed?
This is on the amendment.
I'm sorry?
Isn't this on the amendment?
I don't think we voted the amendment, did we?
All right, on the amendment.
Aye.
All right. Anyone opposed? Motion to amend carries. On the motion, on the resolution itself, and that's number 619, and I have to get better glasses, and for Andrew, to appoint Andrew Jersey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Motion carries. And that is all three. And yeah, I just want to check with the committee. Legislator Erner would like us to hold a special meeting in January to catch up on some of the things that have gotten buried or pushed aside, and I want to be sure everyone's comfortable with doing that, and I see some nods, so do we need a motion for that? Or
it wouldn't hurt.
Well, procedurally, you need the committees, because we go on these one-year cycles. The chair needs to be elected, and then the committees all need to be reinstated. So you have to wait till that happens, because we're not.
So
on two
so it could be the end of January.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'll be after. Are you saying that after January 4th, though, is when the chair is elected?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we can schedule as soon as the chair.
As soon as
we can schedule.
Made
so we just have to wait till
and
the 4th
to
schedule. And
that'll be one more thing for Chelsea
so
to do.
We could tentatively agree on a time that works for everyone and then plug it in to January 4th. But
I don't know my calendar yet for after the new year, so if we can, and, you know, this might be a good time, as early before one of the ways and means, but we might need more time than that. So to be considered. And was there a motion?
To adjourn?
Well, first, okay. I think there's an understanding that we will meet in January, assuming we're all reappointed. And I entertain a motion to adjourn. Any second by legislator Stewart, and all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in January we can just